You want to be able to listen to Lady Gang on your phone, right? That's why we love Total Wireless. Do amazing with Total Wireless. Get an unlimited talk, text, and data plan for $25 per month. 1 gig at high speed, then 2G. Total Wireless, do amazing. 1 month equals 30 days. Terms and conditions at TotalWireless.com.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the Lady Gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The Lady Gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Lady Gang. I am Becca Tobin here with Jack Vanek and Kelty Knight.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
You know what's really cool is that I'm seeing that we are getting new fans. And so it's kind of exciting to think that this could be someone's first episode.
Oh. Do you mean new listeners?
New fans?
Yeah, I don't know if they're fans.
new Kelty stans. Do you want to shout out your Instagram just in case they want to give you a follow, Kelty?
Yeah, at Kelty, but no,
you
I don't
post
want to.
Only exclusively at 3 a.m. and
exclusive 3 a.m. news. It's happening. Anyway, but I kind of like that feeling where someone for the first time could be listening to us and they don't know all our jokes. They don't know how annoying I am yet.
We're sorry in advance, number one.
Welcome.
And they're going to see us on the better side of us saying less likes than we normally do. So yeah.
Thank you. A great likeless episode coming your way.
And now it's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
Who wants to go first?
I'm ready. I have to go.
Go.
This is going to upset you and also make you excited. So first of all, good week. I have decided one of my 2021 manifestations is that I'm going to do a ballet bar every week in my garage, my little workout area. So I bought a ballet bar off Amazon and it arrived and it's white and I put it together and it's very cute. And I feel excited about this because I've wanted to do ballet bars forever since I really retired from dancing, but I hate ballet centers. It's like when you go in the center of the floor, Jack, you have to balance and jump and do all this stuff. I just want to do the bar, but it's so rude to go pay to take a ballet class and then just leave after bar. Like it's the ultimate. I can't just do that. I don't want to do a bar class, like a bar sculpt class, because that's useless. I need the turnout. You know, I don't want to just like squeeze my butt up and down 100 times. So this is perfect. And now because of COVID, a lot of these dance studios are offering Zoom ballet bars. I'm so excited.
Very exciting.
I know you're bored. Bad week. I have to talk about something that happened in my childhood as my bad week that has recently come to my forefront. And I need to talk about it. Rabbit's foot.
Creeps me out that I had them.
Rabbit's foot?
Why it's was gross. That a thing?
It was Why? Lucky. A yeah. lucky rabbit's foot, and people would give them to you. It was a foot. Like, I recently saw one on these, like, Remember Old Times Instagram, and I was like, hold on. I definitely had, like, a white rabbit foot. Like, what the earth? What
and, like,
humans?
It still had everything, like, attached to
nails,
it.
Nails, paw.
Probably muscle in there.
It was, like, taxidermied, but, like... First of all, where the f*** did they get these feet? Number two, it was like you could have a fake rabbit's foot or you could have a genuine rabbit's foot.
What's the fake rabbit's foot? Is it a different animal? Is it like how fake crab in a California roll is still a different type of a fish?
It is?
Yeah. Fake crab is just some other crustacean.
Oh, this is really taking me down a turn.
So maybe maybe it's like a hyena or something. It's not really a rabbit, but it's another animal that they're taking
it
the
could
foot
have been.
From.
I just think that we messed up and the past, the history books will not be kind to us when they're like, oh, and in 1990 AD, we had a slight time when villagers would travel around with a rabbit's foot on their keys. Like, no.
It was a weird time. And I feel like nobody's ever thought about it until this very moment.
Till right now.
You're welcome.
This very second.
Okay. Sickening. Jack? Okay. I'll go. So my good week is there have been many of posts on our Facebook group about matchmaking and girls trying to matchmake their friends, their brothers. And my favorite post recently was one of our lady gangers and her brother is so hot, like one of the hottest guys I've ever seen. And she's setting her brother up. She says all this stuff about him. But then at the very end, like very quickly, she's like, oh, and he's looking for a sweet guy. So he's gay, right? Mm-hmm. However, our lady gangers are so thirsty that nobody reads through the whole post. And there are, I'm not kidding, 400 comments on this post being like, I will move to Austin to be with him. Does he like Philadelphia? I'll go right now. Our girls, we've been sitting inside for far too long. We're so thirsty, we skim a post like Kelty does.
Oh my God. Welcome to the skim life, bitches. The skim will hurt you.
It's so good. And this guy, he's literally like one of the hottest guys I've ever seen. But I just thought that was so funny. Next time you guys look through a matchmaker post, keep them coming because they're my favorite thing to read ever. Mm-hmm. And I really would love to see some marriage happen. We've already had
a marriage.
Yeah. Well, another one. I want to see this for my like 2021 goals. Okay. That was amazing. My bad week is, so Jared was cooking us dinner the other night and he was using that mandolin thing, the little shredder, and he was shredding Brussels sprouts to make a Brussels sprout salad. And he's shredding. And then he goes, oh no. He's like,
no.
He goes, I cut my finger. And he's like, there's blood. There's a lot of blood. And I'm sitting over here being like, this is a hemorrhage. He probably just like nicked his finger really small.
Right.
I'm not going to help him. I'm going to continue watching 90 Day Fiance. And he's like, Jack, there's blood. There's a lot of blood. Do you have a Band-Aid? Can you help me? And I'm like, no. I finally go up to help him. He literally chopped off the top of his finger, a chunk of it. It was no hemorrhage. And
those things are dangerous.
They are so sharp.
Ugh.
They are so sharp. Oh God. But now he's looking at me. He is the man who cried hemorrhage. I can't take him seriously. And he chopped almost his entire finger off.
Wow. Wow. Oof. My vagina aches when I hear that. You know, when you watch a surgery on TV and it makes your vagina pulse.
Okay. No, so, but
no, this is actually when we have my mom on the podcast, it's genetic. Me, my mother, my sister, and myself. Normally people, you know, they'll be like, oh, it makes my butt tingle or it makes me queasy. If we're watching a surgery and their scalpel's going across the skin or something gross is happening, all of us get achy vaginas.
You know what? I do get, and it's not really achy, but when I have like a adrenaline surge, like say a car almost hits you or something, I get a vagina reaction.
It's our life force.
It's not a pleasurable one, but it's something happening down there.
Wow. Yeah. 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 It's our chakra. Okay. So my good week is Zach and I are officially homeowners in Austin, Texas.
Gonna go downtown to the old town road. Gonna ride like you can no more.
I have mixed feelings about this. I'm devastated that you're moving away. However, I'm excited about my new second home in Austin.
You should be.
About my guest room in Austin. I can't wait to design it.
It's looking great. Yeah. So we'd been toying with the idea. We'll still be going back and forth, or I'll be going back and forth mostly. He'll stay in Austin because he's like, peace out, LA. We're going to be going back and forth, but we decided to make kind of more of our home base in Austin. And it's really exciting because it's equal distance from LA and Atlanta, because we want to be closer to our families. But we definitely don't want to be in Atlanta right now just yet, because we may kill our families and it would maybe bum us out to be in the same cities that we grew up in. I don't know. Yeah. Can't decide. Austin felt like a really happy in-between, literally. In between. So we are going to be there after Vancouver.
Rest in peace, murder room.
So isn't that crazy that we owned that house less than a year?
It is bonkers, dude.
We've only been
there a couple times and you're just renovating it all beautifully and then you just peaced out.
We flipped that bitch.
I'm sad for Callie and Orly. And I thought about this literally yesterday because I was like, oh, if Becca was in town, like maybe she could come outside and Orly could come over and they could play. Like, I feel like Callie has not been on an airplane yet. But when I do come to do my 6 months in Austin, I probably will bring Callie.
You have to, because they are going to miss each other. Mm-hmm. It's super sad. And
and we're going to miss you.
Well, it's fine. We're still going to see each other all the time. So whatever.
I'm not concerned.
No.
Well, congrats, Becca.
Thanks, guys.
Exciting life move.
Thank you. I'm excited to get into the Texas spirit. We have a lot of Austin listeners too. So see you out there. And then my bad week is, I think, speaking of Callie, I apparently I say this to Zach all the time. He pointed it out yesterday, but I really feel it wholeheartedly the most right now. Orly's depressed. She has seasonal depression and I look at her constantly and she's moping around and I don't know what to do because there's always rain here and we still go out in the rain, but it's not the same.
No. Do you think that she doesn't like the location change?
She doesn't. She definitely is not a fan of apartment living because there's no windows to look out and see people walking dogs. I mean, she can look out windows, but it's skyscrapers and I don't think dogs are really into those.
No.
But she just lays around.
She had a great life.
She had a great life. And I have a lot of guilt about it. And I don't know what to do. I take her
second dog. Second dog.
Well, we can't get a second dog in Vancouver.
Not now, but Austin.
No, we're getting a second dog in Austin for sure. Yes. And she'll be fine once we're in Austin. We have a backyard and we'll have grass. But right now until April, she's here to the point where I used to put her food down no matter what time of day she'd run over and inhale it. I put it down now and she just looks at me and waits several hours to eat her food.
Oh,
and
no.
I don't know what to do. Oh, she's on the couch right now.
She is dark. Girl.
She's depressed. So, yeah. Well,
she's
that's
gotta hold out
at.
Till April. I'm thinking of April spritzes.
It's April Vancouver. I'm really excited for our guest.
Yep,
so excited, actually.
Yes. Go to Salt Lake, a new city. Here we come.
Do amazing with Total Wireless because when you move to Total Wireless, you can get an unlimited plan with incredible devices. Now with nationwide 5G available in 2,700 plus cities, capable device and SIM required. Get our best deal ever with an unlimited talk, text and data plan for $25 per month per line for four lines with 100 gigs of shared high-speed data and then 2G, which means you can listen to a lot of Lady Gang podcast, which can save you up to $1,200 when compared to comparable four-line postpaid plans from leading carriers. All of this on America's largest and most dependable network. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. Visit totalwireless.com/coverage/check for more detailed coverage info. Plus, when you move to Total Wireless, you can get great deals on the latest phones, tablets, and other devices, including hotspots, to keep you connected to what matters most, all with no contract. Discover us today at totalwireless.com. Total Wireless, do amazing. A month equals 30 days. A 30-day cycle for shared data family plans begins the day the first line or device is activated. Any lines or devices activated later in the first 30-day cycle will receive only the number of days remaining in that cycle. Savings claim excludes taxes, fees, auto pay discounts, and limited time pricing.
Source competitor to websites 10-2020. So today's podcast is sponsored by the Jordan Harbinger Show. So Jordan Harbinger is absolutely fascinating to me. He's a lawyer, a world traveler, a veteran podcaster, and a knowledge seeker who has interviewed some of the most fascinating people on the planet. And his goal is to keep you informed, motivated, and to challenge the way that you understand the world. And his podcast has something for everyone. I mean, if you just go look at the list, there is Help, I Married a Conspiracy Theorist. There is the story of when he snuck into North Korea. I mean, there's something for everyone. There's filmmakers, astronauts, political experts, and even the co-founder of the Fyre Festival, which I am absolutely obsessed with as well. So he has you covered for everything. Also, something that I think our Lady Gang fans would really like is his interview with Steve Madden, or he just had Matthew McConaughey on. So make sure to check out the Jordan Harbinger Show. That's Harbinger on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podcast One, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You will not be disappointed by this one.
All right. If you are looking for new ways to unwind after a day of Zoom calls or some new self-care ideas, because let's face it, it's been a year of ideas and we're running out of new tricks. Maybe you're just looking to find a way to get out of a funk, start feeling like yourself again, reset and reconnect with yourself with Dipsy. If you haven't heard of Dipsy, it's an audio app full of short, sexy stories designed to turn you on. Each Dipsy story features characters that feel like real people and immersive scenarios, so you feel like you're right there. You find stories about an off-limits hookup with your professor, or a costume party that takes things to the next level, or maybe a story where your partner tells you exactly what to do, or you try a new toy together. They release new stories every week, so there's always more to explore, no matter who you're into or what turns you on. Dipsy also has wellness sessions to help you learn more about yourself, and bedtime stories and soundscapes to help you relax before you drift off. So for our listeners, Dipsy is offering a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/ladygang. 30-day free trial when you go to dipsestories.com/ladygang. dipsystories.com/ladygang.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
I fell in love with our guest today during an interview in Salt Lake City, and now I'm forcing her to be my friend. Yep. Late night texts from Kelty Knight. She's the owner of a super marketing company and Vita Tequila. We love tequila, a wife, mother style icon. And for some reason, I think she's technically the villain of the Housewives of Salt Lake City.
No,
I mean, not the villain, but at the beginning, people were mad. Anyway, shiniest hair, lots of Chanel. Please welcome to Lady Gang, Lisa Barlow.
Hey, girls.
You don't think you're, okay. So now I feel like I know you because we spent like 1 hour together in real life. And when I see on the show people coming after you, I get like really upset because I was like, Lisa was the nicest one. She was the warmest one to me. Don't come for Lisa is how I feel.
I feel the same way. Don't come for Lisa.
Don't come for Lisa.
No, I feel like I'm kind always. I think my vocal intonations and patterns make people think I'm mean. And the fact that I'm super direct.
Yeah.
Freaks people out.
Yeah, but I've noticed as the season has gone on, I could see how you could pick that up, Kelty, in the beginning, mm-hmm. because you are direct, but you are finding that you're not mean-spirited as the season goes on. And also, you're not really stirring the pot as of where I'm caught up to. And you don't really get down and dirty with the drama, but you're there to defend yourself and people who need defending. So I really think that you're kind of a fan favorite now.
Oh, thank you. That's a big shift.
It is.
Because I three episodes, I was like, literally, I never said the C word. And then I'm like, John, people are calling me the C word. And he's like, what C word? And I'm like, the C next Tuesday word. And Henry was getting really defensive. Henry's like, let me take over your Instagram. I'm going to be mad at people. Oh. He was like, nah. He was yelling at the TV, like the New York and Henry came out when we would be watching. You know, like when you're in a movie theater in New York and everyone's talking back to the screen, that's what happened in our house.
Is Henry your youngest?
Henry's the baby, yeah.
I love that child. I mean, I love your oldest too, but Henry is he's a piece of work.
He's crazy.
I love
him. He really is. If you heard him this morning, you would die. Like the kid, no rules apply to him. He thinks he's the boss of us. Like we're on Henry time always. He's like, I don't really need to go to school. I'm smarter than my teacher. I'm like, oh, okay. It's funny. He has a mini fridge in his room now too. It's scary.
Oh, that's incredible.
Okay. So speaking of the mean Instagram, when I met you and made you be my friend in Salt Lake City,
it was mutual, Kelty.
I know it was mutual. She had like a Saint Laurent, like 9-inch boot on. And I was like, I know this boot and I knew that the style was there and everything other than the fur, like we're the same person. But anyway, so I mean, I'm gorgeous with glossy hair and money and success and fame, but whatever. No, what I was going to say is that I remember walking down, we're going to go like do a photo shoot kind of stuff. And I said to you, this is so crazy because this is the last time someone's going to interview you and you're safe. Like the world, you don't belong to the world yet. And you're like, oh my God, you're right. So from that moment to now, everyone knows who you are. People are unsoliciting advice onto everything about you, the way you look, the way you talk, your voice. Like how have you felt being inundated now as a housewife?
Well, I'd like to be in my t-shirt all the time and that's not going to happen. But you know, the unsolicited advice is kind of funny. Like John and I will lay in bed and I'm like, oh my gosh, these people think we're bad parents. Some of it is good advice. Like I've had a few people DM me where I'm like, ooh, that's a good point. But for the most part, we just sit in bed and laugh. Like, I'm like, I know I'm f-ing ugly. My mouth is weird. I talk weird. Like it's everything you can think of, you know, like you're like, I'm really natural. I don't have any Botox or filler or anything. And that drives people nuts. Like they think I should be prettier. So I'm like, I think it's funny.
Well, I think you're very pretty. So I don't know what these people are saying.
Yeah. I think this is interesting because I actually find you to be very beautiful and it's annoying that you haven't done a ton of stuff to your face.
It is.
My mom, growing up, literally convinced us that carob chips were chocolate. I literally thought that that was like really chocolate. And she's like a health fanatic. And she's like, here, eat nature's candy. And then I think that that helps with the humidity growing up back east. But, you know, my mom was always like, it's so much prettier to be natural. And so I'm really trying hard to grow older gracefully. Like, I love old people. I just don't know if I want to look like one.
No.
Same.
Yeah.
You're just lucky though. We've spent so much money on our faces and we're nowhere near your beauty.
I could have gotten this face with a carob chip.
Listen, I ate carob chips growing up and I do not have your face. So it's not the carob chips.
Oh, I just think like I've tried really hard to not like augment my face because I think some people get crazy. They see the camera and they're like, oh my gosh, I need to fix everything. And then they end up looking worse. So it's been, you know, there's some like times where I'm like, oh, I'm at that restaurant on camera and I'm like, I need some Botox. I just not doing it yet.
Okay. My last thing, as my personal podcast, Lisa and Kelty, continues, and then we'll get into more things, is that I did late night text you the other day and you didn't respond, about the Chanel denim jumpsuit. So I'm just wondering if you could like give me the lowdown on episode three. You're in the kitchen and you're with Mary, maybe? I can't remember what it was.
I think you DM'd me during the reunion.
Oh, that's why. Okay, so that's why you didn't respond. Yes. I see. We are friends.
Yep. Okay. Lisa's changing her number after this.
I know. Listen, you do never need to respond to Kelty's texts. They may make no sense. They don't need to be responded to.
She's on pain pills, you know.
They're my favorite. They're so funny. Okay. But that jumpsuit was like, I literally got that jumpsuit. I can't even remember who makes it. On Forward, I think. Mm-hmm. And then I literally collect Chanel pins, so I pin them all over me.
Oh, it's insane. It was so good.
Thank you.
I had a feeling it wasn't Chanel. I was like, I think the
pins cost more than the jumpsuit. The three pins were like triple the jumpsuit.
Oh my gosh.
Kelty, do you want the jumpsuit? I'll send it to you.
No, I don't, but I will take the pins. Okay. So Andy has been going crazy on his Instagram talking about this reunion. You only had one season. So what is it about Salt Lake? Like, what is happening?
You know, it's a lot is happening. And it's funny because I stay above, you know, I'm busy, so I don't get into the minutiae of everything. So when you see what these girls are like talking about, I mean, do I really seem like I'm afraid of Jen Shaw?
No,
probably not. So I'm like, why are we having a conversation about, literally I kept dismissing it. I'm like, why are we talking about who's afraid of Jen Shaw? Forget about this. Like, that's silly. I didn't know it was serious for some people. Like, you'll see how serious it was for some people. But I was like, okay, that's ridiculous. Like, unless you're Ted Bundy or Charlie Manson or Dahmer, I'm okay.
Love that reference.
I mean, yeah, I'm kind of scared of Jen Shaw. She brought three furs to our interview. She brought a fur for her seat to sit on. She brought a fur to wear. And then she brought a fur change in case she wanted a different look. Like,
oh my God.
Someone who could plot a murder.
Yeah, Jen could totally do that for sure. But, you know, Jen brings that. I think Jen and I weren't as close when we started filming, but I've grown to like super love Jen Shaw. For some reason, I don't push her buttons, but I think other girls do. And I have the most direct, like hard hitting conversations with Jen. And she just doesn't react to me the same way she does to the other girls.
Mm-hmm. And it's probably because you're not afraid of her.
Right. Probably. I don't even know if they're afraid of her. I think it's like a silly thing. To me, it's completely silly to talk about being afraid of grown women. Like,
I was afraid of her at that Prohibition party. I got to be honest.
You know what? You guys missed the good stuff. That was funny. When I watched it, it was funny. You know, like your drunk girlfriend, she's sitting on the banquette and she was like so sad and crying. And I'm like, Jen, you're too pretty to cry. You should really stop crying. And she's like, I am too pretty to cry. You had seen her. It was so funny. And then it's like, you know, when someone's drunk and upset, you want to like direct their energy into something else. I'm like, oh my God, I love your nails. She's like, they're so good, aren't they? And then let me be mad again. But Jen has a really soft side. And at Prohibition, I think she was just like really wanting something from Meredith that Meredith wasn't giving her. And that was a time to chat. And Meredith just didn't want it. That's just not Meredith. Like, to engage. Like, I mean, you'll see, she likes to disengage.
I'm so jealous of Meredith's ability to do that.
Oh, me too. Kind of like, somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Meredith said if she were extreme, she'd be Mary. And if I were extreme, I'd be Jen.
Yes.
Oh,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the businesswoman special because you have gone viral now. You're in the pink and you're doing a confessional, the producer confessional, and you're like looking down at your phone and you're like, I can hear you listen, also be listening to Britney Spears and still respond. And then the producer's like, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, what'd you say?
Selective hearing.
Viral moment. But you do have multiple companies. And what people don't realize is that you are a silent, you know, partner, creator, entrepreneur in a lot of companies as well that you're not like promoting outward. So tell me about business life a little bit.
You know, business life is like my identity, I think. Like I love building things. I love building up people and I love building up businesses. So since I've been working literally since I was 12 years old. I don't know what it's like not to work. My dad would literally, I'm one of five girls. I have a brother with all of us, like literally would wake up on a Saturday morning and he would be like, singing that, like, I said a boom, chicka boom, get out of bed.
Oh,
like,
my God,
and he
yes.
would go down the hallway to all of our bedrooms and be like, get up, get out. Like, I'm not paying for you. Get up.
Wow.
And he's, my dad's successful. He's owned and built multiple businesses. Some of them did extremely well. Some of them didn't do that great, but we learned from him watching. Like my parents had six kids before they were 28 years old. Oof. And we learned Whoa. To hustle. And then even now he's like, my dad will never quit working. Like, I think I get that from him, but my mom is also extremely smart, extremely creative. So like pairing those two together, that influence, like they were like, get up, get out. And I think they scared us. Like, it was like, if you don't work, you're not going to have anything. And that's really scary. Mm-hmm. So we all own, like all five of us girls own our own business. And my brother does too. So it's intense.
That's so really awesome. Impressive.
But I love building and I love helping other people build. I have a hard time saying no, because when people have like great ideas, I'm like, wait, come here. Like, let's talk about this. This could be this and this. And I think the nice thing about all of our businesses, they all kind of work together. So, you know, like we throw a party for a hair product and I'm like, I've got the liquor. I've got that covered.
Oh,
I own
yeah.
an event marketing company. I've got a warehouse full of stuff. What do you need? So, mm-hmm. you know, I think it all kind of works together.
There was a part in one of the episodes where you and John are sitting there sort of talking about the future goals and he's trying to get you to slow down, basically is the subtext of the conversation. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciated you making a reference to Warren Buffett, because as much as people, you know, can kind of hate on the housewives as not being legitimate business people, mm-hmm. I felt like you, it was really cool to see you so confident to put yourself in a category of Warren Buffett, because why the not. And I don't think we've seen that really, other than maybe Bethany, mm-hmm. as far as that unwavering confidence and thinking, why not me? So I really, that was a moment I think that's going to be pretty influential for women who are fans of the show.
Thank you. I think it went 50-50. I think some people were like, listen to your husband, quit your jobs, be a better mother, be a better wife. I think it's the thing John likes about me the most is that I am driven, because it pushes him harder too. Like mm-hmm. John's a type A competitive person. Mm-hmm. So total Scorpio. So if I'm going hard, he's like, oh, I got to go harder than her.
But he's just so tired.
He's like, I can't go any harder.
I know. And you know, he's such a hands-on good dad too. So I got lucky. But you know, for me, since I was a little girl, I told my dad, I'm not going to quite make it, but Bethany did. I wanted to be on the cover of Forbes by 40. And I definitely was like, I will own a $1 billion brand. I will, like, before I'm done and hang my hat up. And I think I've got great people around me that do it. Like, a lot of our friends have already sold their businesses. For my best friend and her husband have become billionaires 3 times over. Jesus. And I think that who you surround yourself is really important. And just like staying focused, like I don't really worry about what other people are doing. I think that drives some people crazy, but I'm really focused. Like, I'm like, hey, I can hear your feelings. I can be there for you, but I'm really focused on, you guys are doing the same thing.
Well, we're just trying to get to that like million, you know, threshold.
I feel like you're close. You guys make amazing stuff. Like Kelty sent me an outfit. I love it. The quality is so good. And when I saw her wedding, I'm like, I need that. It's Thank gorgeous.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We it's love hard you. To build no. a business. It's hard. And you guys are doing it.
Thank I have you. A question. What was the first business that you started?
You know, we've done lots of different things. When my first aha moment that I was going to be good as an entrepreneur is when I was in college at SUNY Albany. I worked at a a boutique. My parents hated it because I had like three jobs all while in school. And then I worked for Nate Leasy of Mass Mutual, making appointments for him. So I was really understanding like how that business ran. And then I did an internship at a school called St. Anne's. And so that was the first kind of thing. And then, you know, I partnered with my aunt in nurse staffing agency, which was amazing. She's still going full throttle and killing it. Like, she's such a boss. My mom's younger sister owns a ton of Jimmy John's, more property in Houston than you can fathom, and a killer, everything from nursing homes, home health and nursing. So I helped her and we built offices, and then we just kept going and going and going. And, you know, for John and me, when we started dating, I was like, you know, your money's mine. Mine is mine. Joint checkbook while we're dating. And I'm like, let's start doing more stuff together. And he had an import export company where he was already working with Mexico. So we both were like, what more can we do? Like, he was in the hot sauce, like, wine business, like Mexican wine.
What a good business to be in.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
It's such an interesting story.
Well, you had me at Jimmy John's, by the way.
Yeah, we love it. The best.
The best. For real.
So good. Jimmy John's and Diet Coke.
Okay, so we have a quick game to play. It's been a minute since we've done a game, but I just felt like it came to me in a dream, fever dream, that we would play a game called Bar Low or Bar High in honor of you.
And I like this.
We've put together some trendy moments of the season, and we're going to have you vote. We're going to all vote. Well, I'm not going to vote because I know them already, but Jack and Becca and you are going to vote Bar Low, which means or Bar High is like you like it. Okay, here we go. The blue light computer glasses
that you're wearing right now.
Those are Bar High. Protect your eye health at all costs.
I say Bar High because I have never needed glasses and all my life I've wanted to wear them. So it gives me the excuse.
I hate you. I'm going to say, as somebody who was almost legally blind and just got LASIK, I'm going to say Bar High, but I refuse to wear glasses now. So maybe I'll just suffer alone.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. You're lucky you can get LASIK. I can't. I have that crazy stigmatism.
Wait, I did too. They can do LASIK on your eyes now.
Really? Were you farsighted or nearsighted?
I was both. We can offline about it, but there is like a new LASIK that you can get for that type of prescription.
Because they weren't vision?
Not double vision, but almost.
Okay.
And I love that for you. Lisa, I love that for you.
I love it too.
I love it for you.
Can I touch?
Shay, I love this. Can I touch? No, bitch. Shag haircuts.
Haircuts?
What kind?
Shag haircuts.
Shag.
Barlow. But I do love a mullet. On my kids, I love like a Eurotrash mullet.
Oh, okay. Yes. Like a long one? How long is the back?
Jack's Eurotrash mullet is like his whole identity. It's so good. I sometimes if it's not styled right, it's funky, but I love it.
Your kids have their own Instagrams? Are they public? Do.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna probably be doing that when we get done.
Yeah,
the shag, I feel like, is a, can I do a depends on the person?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because if you have a great face, I feel like you could do a shag. I feel like Heidi Klum had a little bit of that shag thing.
You need to be a model.
You need to be a model.
For a shag.
Period.
You need to be over 5'10".
Yes. There you go.
Oh, that's a great idea. Okay, that's a good rule. Good rule.
Yeah.
Hospital smell.
Oh my God.
That was a housewife's joke. Funny.
Hospital smell, Bar High.
Oh.
Yeah, Bar High. Like, I mean, Mary, after spending all that time in the hospital, I can understand it makes her sick. But if her son's going to be a neurosurgeon, she's got to get used to that smell.
That's true.
Yeah. That. Oof.
That was wild.
That was so crazy.
The
soundbite of I had all of my smell glands removed and I was in the hospital for so many months. So that's why I'm allowed to say that the smell grosses me out. Like trumps her aunt's multiple amputations. Like people who didn't watch it, you have no idea what I'm talking about. But it was what really set the season up for being balls to the walls. Bonkers.
And that happened like episode one too. Yeah, and that's like something you cannot write. Like people writing a sitcom couldn't sit in there for millions of hours and write something that good.
I was there when Mary was offended by the hospital smell and she was doing like the.
Oh my God.
Like, I mean, it was dramatic. It was funny.
So
my favorite is her Chanel. Why she needs Chanel ski attire. Like that trumps everything. The wedgies. You can't get wedgies if you wear Chanel.
It was so good. It was so good.
I honestly did though, when you went skiing, I felt like based on outfit alone that you were going to be like such a ski bunny. I was like, yes, Lisa, you better come. And then I was like, oh,
I actually can ski. Like I was being cool.
Hanging with the kitties. The last thing I'm going to ask you, sandals and Crocs with socks, because this is Jack's. She loves this.
This is my everyday attire.
Mm. Ooh, Jack would say bar high.
Yes. Okay.
For sure. My Jack wears that. Like Jack and Henry both love Crocs.
So maybe our Jack is a little like prepubescent Jack. Boy.
I do dress like a teenager. I have to say though, don't knock a Croc until you try them because they're the most comfortable shoe you could ever put on your foot. It's like a little massage for your.
Oh, wow.
No, thank you.
No, thanks.
Bar low for me. You're tall. All right. When we come back, Lisa's going to fix your life.
So I'm sure you've seen Jared's hair glow up through quarantine. His hair is now more beautiful and flowing and golden than mine is. I'm a little bit jealous, but I'm also very excited. And now I get to take care of both of our hair care together. So I have been getting us on the Function of Beauty train. So Function of Beauty is the world leader in customizable beauty, offering precise formulations for your hair's specific needs. So all you do is take this quiz. You tell them a little bit about your hair type and your hair goals, such as lengthening, volumizing, or oil controlling, and then you choose your color and fragrance or go fragrance and dye free. And then the Functions team determines the perfect blend of ingredients, bottles your formula, and delivers it right to you. There's over 54 trillion possible formulations, which I think is amazing. And I love a customizable product. So never buy off the shelf just to be disappointed ever again. Go to functionofbeauty.com/ladygang and take your quiz and save 20% off your first order. That applies to their full range of customized hair, skin, and body products. Go to functionofbeauty.com/ladygang and let them know we sent you to get 20% off your order. That's functionofbeauty.com/ladygang.
So by now we've all heard of Audible. Did you know that Audible is the leading provider of spoken word entertainment all in one place? At Audible, you can find the largest selection of audiobooks ranging from bestsellers and new releases to celebrity memoirs, languages, business motivation, and more, like original entertainment from top celebrity creators and thousands of popular and binge-worthy podcasts. As an Audible member, you will get one credit every month good for any title in their entire premium selection. So that means the hottest bestseller, the buzziest new release, the hottest celebrity memoir, or that bucket list title you've been meaning to pick up, those titles are yours to keep forever in your Audible library. So I've been listening to Do Better by Rachel Ricketts. It's such a great, great, great book. And I've been listening on Audible and it's so great because I have some long drives and I've just been consuming, consuming, consuming. So right now we want you to check out Audible. That's right. Go to audible.com/ladygang or text ladygang to 500-500. Again, audible.com/ladygang or text ladygang to 500-500.
You know, we love Kristen Bell, and we are so excited to be partnering with her brand new premium CBD skincare line, Happy Dance, for Lady Gang. Whether you've tried CBD before, you know, we've been talking about it for years and years, and you're already a huge fan, or if this is your first product, Happy Dance is really different. So, you know, Kristen Bell does basically everything. She co-created Happy Dance to help everyone make the soothing benefits of CBD skincare a part of their daily routine. So we kind of describe it as like rubbing a sense of it's going to be okay right into your skin. And I absolutely agree. There's a couple products that I love, and my favorite is the multi-purpose CBD coconut melt. I love it because you can just put it all over your body, and then I like to do like a nice dry brushing before I'm going to bed or when I'm having like a little at-home spa moment. They also have a great CBD body butter. It's amazing. They're made with only the highest ingredients, and right now, Lady Gang listeners get 15% off their first Happy Dance order, but only when you go to doahappydance.com/ladygang. That's 15% off your first order of Happy Dance CBD skincare at doahappydance.com/ladygang.
Hey lady, funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
Okay, so we're back. This part of our podcast, we have our Lady Gangers writing questions and then we try to give them advice. Usually it's bad, sometimes it's good, so just trying to fix some lives. Our first question comes from Confused Bride Powell. She says, my dude put a ring on it in December of 2020, and we have decided on a very small 10-person wedding this summer because of the times. No girlfriends, no boyfriends, no plus ones. However, this leads to this leads to a dilemma. How do I not feel hurt when friends react poorly to not being invited? Also, can I still have quote-unquote bridesmaids to help me plan my wedding even though they won't be invited?
Oh, no.
Nope. I mean,
I would say hard no. If you're not invited, you're not helping.
Yeah.
I would never, ever. Also, they can't be offended that they're not going when it's, you're literally not inviting people because of COVID.
It's like being mad at being given tequila and then not inviting the person that gave it to you. Same thing.
Circle back.
Yeah. If I give you a Chanel necklace and you choke on it,
not my fault.
Yeah. You know, I think it's hard. Like for my second wedding, I had like 42 people and I had no plus ones, and I was like pretty like crazy about who was coming and stuff. But then you just have to be like, well, at work, they're not going to throw me like a work bridal party send off because I didn't invite anyone from work. Cause I didn't want you there. Like you have to like, it's a give and take.
You can't get the perks of their help without having them actually experience the wedding. Yeah.
If they go above and beyond, just send them a thank you card after.
Yeah. That's
Did
a good
she send you a thank you card?
No.
No. She complained about the bartenders. No.
Yeah. And they were like amazing.
Oh geez.
Such a moment.
Such a moment.
Our second question comes from Sexy Sleeper. She says, my fiance and I both have very demanding jobs with long and odd hours. I also recently made a career change and I am stretching myself a little too thin. Because of our schedules, we only see each other once a week, even though we live together. We try to make the best of our nights together and have a few drinks, watch some TV, enjoy each other's company. And it's great. But once we go to the bedroom at the end of the night, as soon as I hit the pillow, I pass out. I've also fallen asleep during sex multiple times. That's interesting. I woke up this morning and honest to God, couldn't remember if we had sex or not. Oh my God. She needs some advice. She might have
narcolepsy.
Narcolepsy. Like,
yeah. I think you need some meds.
Oh my God. Maybe she's on Ambien and that's why.
This is why morning sex is so great. I have my most energy. The to-do list has just begun. Like I fall asleep at night too. I understand her, sexy sleeper. I'm also a sexy sleeper.
Oh. Nighttime sex is hard.
Nighttime sex is so hard.
Unless you like went out and had a good night and you're kind of tipsy and in the moment, then it's just, you'd rather just sleep.
Yeah. I love to wake John up in the middle of the night.
Oh my gosh.
Hey,
oh my
God. Get up.
Wow. I'm not telling my husband that.
I would murder.
We're cutting this from the podcast. Doesn't exist. She's only a dream.
She's a dream woman.
I think it probably drives him nuts because I think he'd probably be like before or when we wake up, and I'm always like, hey, am I awake?
No, I feel like men love that.
Yeah.
Because most women would never.
It's spontaneous.
Do that. It is very spontaneous. And
we also have children, so like Henry doesn't go to sleep without melatonin. So it's like, okay, is Henry finally out? Because I feel like our kids can hear everything. Like one time, I was driving Jack to school, and he's like, "I heard you last night," and I'm like, "Heard me what?" He's literally said this to me, getting impaled. Wait, what?
No.
Yes.
No.
No filter on that child. I literally was like, talk to your dad. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, but I literally was like, oh my gosh. He was like, literally didn't faze him to say that to his mother. I'm like, this is unreal. Imagine saying that to your mom.
Oh my God.
Bless him.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know what? We're going to pull over and get a 44-ounce Diet Coke before you off. Mama needs a Coke. I hope you're getting a f-ing endorsement deal, Lisa.
They should, or Bravo should be getting some major ad dollars it's everywhere. Sure.
Every time I watch, I've just recently quit again. I'm like 4 months in. and every time I watch, I'm like,
I need it.
It's like, I just,
the addiction's real.
Over here.
It's so real.
And I said this before we were recording, but I'm going to say it again because it's just so good. You make it an outing. And that's what I love, where you're like, you're taking me to get a Diet Coke. And I'm going to start doing that to my husband. You're going to take me, we're going to drive in the Tesla and you're going to take me to a Diet Coke.
This is how I feel about Coke from McDonald's, regular Coke, because it's like specialty Coke. There's no other Coke like it.
So yeah.
Coke is serious.
Coke did not pay for this. This conversation is Coke. Coke, if you would like us to talk about this, you can sponsor the Lady Gang. HelloLadyGang@gmail.com. Okay.
Or McDonald's. Okay. The last question comes from G Hump. I am interested to see what this is. I just started a job less than a month ago working an entry-level position with higher credentials strapped onto my resume. Recently, I got the opportunity to meet some corporate board members and they wondered why I wasn't in a manager role yet. I've gotten to know the other girls on the team and the other managers, and although I am qualified for the position, I don't want there to be any hostility when my bosses make the decision to give someone the boot while I take their spot as manager. Mm. Any advice for a girl who isn't afraid to climb the money ladder but doesn't want to get the heat from the team? So basically, when she gets her promotions, like how does she accept that without making people pissed off?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I did HR for a while too. So I would say I just am not the type that pushes people out of my way to get where I want. Like, that's just not me. I'm like, we all elevate together. I think she needs to talk about having them make her own position.
Oh,
I think she needs to be smarter about this. Like, keep the girls on your team. You don't know who they're going to let go of. Then they're going to hate you. They're not going to work with you or for you. They're going to work against you. They're not going to trust you. Figure something else out. You don't have to take people out to be on top.
Well,
and if they fall off the ladder, that's their fault.
Right. I think that there's been times where I've like risen above the peers or had someone rise above me, and it's terrible either each time, like either way, if you're getting stomped on or you're stomping, like it's uncomfortable for both parties. I think just being as graceful as possible in 100%. Those times. And also, like, I think the most annoying thing is like when you get promoted and then you try to also be the friend to the person who's hurting. Like, I think you just need to give them space to like be upset, complain, whatever, but like not with you. Like, I can't coddle you. I don't want you to coddle me when you beat me. You know what I mean? Yeah,
it's like a conflict of interest almost.
Yeah, it's like go to your separate friends for that moment. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, businesswoman special, Lisa Barlow, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Now, we're having a reunion very soon, multiple evenings. I can't wait to see what you wear. I know you're going to be amazing there with your shiny ass hair. If you guys want to follow Lisa, you know, the first season you're doing, I think when I met you, had maybe 2,000 followers. So we're like 80,000, which is like massive growth. You're very popular now. Lady Gang can get her to 100,000 today.
I agree. Yes.
You know what I mean? Let's go follow Lisa at Lisa Barlow 14. And you can follow Vita Tequila and her hairline, Fresh Wolf Products, which she sent me some and Chris uses, and his hair is looking fierce.
Does he love it?
Yeah, he loves it. And the packaging is so chic. Every time in the shower,
it's so nice.
I think about you in the shower, Lisa.
I like it.
We love John. We're so happy for you. And we will
see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening. The Lady Gang is produced by Alex Ingber, Will Sterling, Steve Delameter, and Jared Monaco. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. And if you love it, share it with your friends on social media. Like, oh my God, I just listened to Lady Gang. This episode's so great. Swipe up to listen. And if you really want to, which we know you do, please follow us on social at Kelty, at Becca, at Jack Vanek, and at The Lady Gang. Sign up for our newsletter at theladygang.com and join our secret Facebook group. It's super fun. See you next Tuesday.
Support for this podcast comes from Pluto TV. Need an escape? Drop into Pluto TV for a world of free TV. Stream hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and shows all for free. Yeah, free. No subscriptions, no fees. Imagine 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor, and everything else from hit movies to binge-worthy TV shows, the latest news, live sports, comedy, and more. What are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android, iPhone, Roku, and Fire TV and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.